Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The director of National Intelligence, John Radcliffe, says he's changing the way he's informing Congress of foreign threats before the November election.
What we won't be doing is all member briefings to all members of the House and all members of the Senate. We've tried that, and the information hasn't been protected.
Radcliffe was on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. Radcliffe said he would no longer give in-person briefings about election security and foreign election interference to the House and Senate Select Committees on Intelligence. Senator Amy Klobuchar reacting on ABC's This Week.
I think the House is going to have to subpoena the Director of Intelligence in order to get information, which is crazy. We are just a few months out of a major election, and I have already experienced this White House blocking my bipartisan election security bill, which would have helped us years ago to beef up our efforts.
The committees still have access to written, finished intelligence reports. You're listening.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
President Trump made a comment about a police shooting in Wisconsin. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, a reporter with television station WMUR asked the president about the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
You believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly, and I think most people would agree with that. But we'll be getting reports in very soon, and we'll report back.
Blake was shot 7 times in the back by a Kenosha police officer. The 29-year-old survived but is paralyzed from the waist down, according to his family. Blake had an active warrant at the time of the incident.
The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million-dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound for Venezuela. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization and as such tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Especially in light of all these protests that continue. I mean, it's amazing to think that Portland would allow this to continue for over 90 days. But such as it is, and, you know, now the debate is how do you stop this thing? I think, you know, sometimes you get so far down the road, it kind of reminds me, Pastor Phil, of that old commercial from Pennzoil. It says, you can pay me now or pay me later, huh?
Well, we're definitely paying a price right now in America. I mean, major cities, some of which are not going to recover their glory.
Yes.
I'm thinking about New York, and I just saw a call last week from the union rep for the police department demanding de Blasio resign. Well, that's a pretty big statement coming from the union, because they're typically pretty strongly Democratic in terms of their support to their leadership. But they're seeing a city dissolve before their very eyes.
Well, even the people who have been staunch Democrats, Phil, who see the Democratic Party moving so hard left towards socialism and Marxism, you're leaving them behind. I mean, this is why there's been a movement of staunch Democrats finding themselves in a Republican tent.
Oh, exactly. Well, Wisconsin's a great example. I mean, I think in 16, if I remember right, Trump carried that by less than one percentage point, which made a big difference in the big scheme of things in terms of just gaining Wisconsin. And apparently now they're kind of leaning back toward Trump because they see what lawlessness does to a city, to a state, and what it does to the economy. As if we weren't hit hard enough with COVID,
right,
now we get bulldozed by this.
Yeah, let's deal with another pandemic, so to speak, a racial pandemic at the same time. Governor Ivers there in Wisconsin does not want President Trump to come. He says, look, he's been invited, actually, by other public officials, local public officials, saying, come here and see what you can do and see for yourself what's happening in our state. And the governor says, we don't want you here because this is, consistent with the thread that was going on all weekend, and that is that the Democrats are coming out and trying to place this all this discontent and riots on Donald Trump.
Yeah, and you know, people are smarter than we give them credit. I mean, that's the bottom line. And you're good. What happens?
Right.
I was just meeting with former mayor and speaker of the House for the state of California, who's a member of our church, and we talked about polling, and he said the most accurate poll is to ask a person in a climate like this, who's your neighbor voting for?
Yes.
Because you may not admit that Trump's your vote, but your neighbor's voting for Trump, then most likely you're going to vote for Trump. because we tend to gather together, even in our neighborhoods. It seems kind of funny, whether that's socioeconomic, whatever it is. And so there's a lot of discontentment that's going to show itself off in the polls. If we can get a legitimate vote, I think Trump's got an easy win.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with you. I got to tell you, you know, being here in California, I have yet to see a Biden-Harris bumper sticker or any kind of signage whatsoever. I see a Trump out in the valley. In fact, my brother had participated with a Trump rally out in North Hollywood. I think over the weekend there was another rally was going on, something like 700 people, and shots were fired on the rally. This is in LA County.
Yeah. Well, you know, shots being fired in LA, that's pretty typical. It's just not related to this. I did see a bumper sticker, a Biden bumper sticker. It was the first I ever saw. And I wanted to pull them over and ask them, you know, what's going on? And then I noticed they were an out-of-state plate. So I don't see, I'm with you. I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the polls are really reflecting the sentiment of and the heart of American people. I think that is going to only build and build and build. Mm-hmm. I will say this, Bill, in my book, One Nation Without Law, I described a scenario of how lawlessness could lead to martial law. Mm-hmm. And I really wrote it thinking that it was a very future event. I mean, future meaning 50 years into the future.
Exactly.
But now I'm beginning to think, wow, this thing could really happen. Regardless who's in the presidency, when lawlessness just runs unabated, you can see how something like this could happen very easily.
Yeah. Well, how long is it going to take to clean up Portland? I mean, you've been going on, you know, as we started this segment, it's been going on for over 90 days, and you get the differential between the way it should be and the way it is, and you've got a grief to happiness ratio that's going to be quite painful in order to get back to some type of normalcy.
Yeah, you know, I've been reading, this is a little off, but on subject, some of the overtaking of France by Nazi Germany during World War II. Mm. And the resilience of people is pretty amazing, and the ability to fight back and to rebuild is really amazing. So I think France came out of a new normal. Its entire industry changed. Probably it moved into just a whole new world after that because they had to move from family to business in terms of just to make their economy work. And I think Portland's going to rebuild, obviously. It's going to come back, but it's not going to come back the way it was.
No.
And I think it'll be a lesser, you know, it'll be a shadow of what it was before, especially mentally to people who think about Portland. I mean, are you wanting to take a vacation to Portland? Do you want to go up there and hang out? I mean, I don't know.
No more than I want to go to Broadway.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and there's a great example. I mean, I think we chatted about this last time of just how many people are vacating New York, and they're the people who are cultural influencers or people that have some substance so that they can support that economy. But Wall Street Journal just said, are we going back to 1970s for New York? And I thought, well, that's pretty bold for them because they've been such great supporters of all the destruction, but they're seeing it themselves, and you're seeing a city dismantle itself with the Blasio poor leadership and just unwillingness to step in and act as leadership should act. Mm-hmm.
As you know, but the thing that's so frustrating is how does this mainstream media continue to promote such destruction? I mean, you kind of have a little bit of a sense that maybe they thought, hey, look, we wanted some change, but maybe not this much. It's almost like it's getting out of hand here, but they're so far in that they got to keep on going, I guess.
Well, I'm not even sure they're concerned. I think they hate Trump more than they love America.
Yeah.
And when that happens, that's a frightening moment.
Well, this is what lawlessness does. It begets more lawlessness. And at some point, you know, you got to call the question. You got the people in Portland now, you know, that are just saying enough of this stuff. I mean, they've had their fill of it. They're, you know, 90 days of their community being taken hostage. And, you know, they can't roam the streets. And I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. And again, you got to hand it to Donald Trump. The one thing you can blame Donald Trump for is that he has been, you know, quite an exposing catalyst, has he not?
Oh, my gosh. He is, he's pulled back the curtains, and we found out the room was messy. That's really what's happening, and that's what reminds me of Portland. It's kind of like, you know, all of a sudden, one day you walk into your kid's room and you find out that they haven't been cleaning the room for months.
Yeah, exactly. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there, from the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
God, I love this song. I love the message from Danny Gokey, because you look at, you know, as long as we've been going through this, through this COVID, this pandemic, and, you know, the racial unrest, which has been going on for decades, we're just so close. You know, I really, truly believe that. You know, Pastor Phil, I had an interesting conversation with Dr. Tony Evans last week, and we talked particularly about how Jesus took care of the racial issue in like a couple of days. I mean, it wasn't a couple of decades. You had this long-standing feud between, you know, the Jews and the Assyrians, right? And here's Jesus meeting the woman at the well, and here you got a revival and a rejoining of the races, and you have God's truth right there smack dab in the middle of it, and it wasn't anything that took decades. It was just a matter of hours.
Well, and I agree with you completely, and I really believe that what this has done is hyped up a false narrative that there is this huge racism problem in America. Mm-hmm. And I have not found it with people that I have just connected with randomly. Tammy and I were away for this this weekend, and we were staying, you know, in Sedona, and had a very nice dialogue with a couple of black individuals, and, you know, the subject never came up. Mm-hmm. You act like we're old friends. Right. A picture taken with them, and everything was fine. And I found that to be repeatedly true, unless you're watching this narrative on media that is highlighting this false narrative.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what I think is dangerous in our world.
Well, it's causing an itch that really is not there. And you have to really hold on to voices like Herschel Walker, who lays it out very cleanly. And there's other key influencers within the community that are encouraging us. And I think it's so important, Phil, because otherwise, if people disengage and they just think, well, you know, this is all going to hell in a handbasket, I mean, we're going to be in a lot more trouble here. Is that for all, I believe, for all the great measures that have come along, I mean, first black president, you have interracial marriages happening at levels that are unprecedented. I believe the vision that Martin Luther King Jr. had, that we would be measured more on the content of our character, is more valid today. And it's been something that has been echoing over through the decades, that people say, you know what, this makes a lot of sense to me, whether it's black, white, brown, it doesn't matter. It's just, hey, you know, as Dr. Woodson said, I'm not so much worried about the color of the skin. I just want to know, are you my kind? You know, are you an American? Are you thinking like I'm thinking, you know, for the betterment of all concerned, right?
Right. Well, you know, Martin Luther King, when I went to Booker T. Washington High School, and one of the things that Booker T. wrote was, the man is unwise who does not cultivate in every manly way the friendship and goodwill of his next-door neighbor, whether he be black or white.
Yes. Well, yeah.
I think about that. This is not cultivating goodwill. Goodwill will always get you further down the road. We all know that in business. We know that if you want to negotiate a deal, you don't come in as an adversary. You come in as a negotiator, as someone who wants to make a deal, who wants to act in goodwill and everybody get a good deal. Yeah. And I think that's what we're missing out here.
Yeah, and look at, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in terms of the abandonment of our responsibility as citizens of America. I mean, we've lost sight of what is the primary goal here after everything is all said and done, Phil Hudson-Piller?
Well, you know, I was reading the Oath of Allegiance to the United States for nationalization. And, Bill, when I read it, I mean, and I don't even know if I've ever read it before, Bill, to be honest with you. I probably have heard it recited but never really listened to it.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to just read a couple of portions of it if we got time for that, Bill.
Yeah, we have.
Good?
Go. Yeah, good.
Here's how it begins. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely, entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom which I have heretofore to been a subject or a citizen. But I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Well, think about that in light of what's happening with governors and with mayors across America. I don't see them holding true to that one. I think maybe as citizens, we need to get back to every person needs to swear allegiance and go through a process, because we've missed it somehow. School's not teaching citizenship. It's not teaching what it means, the value of being a part of this nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you see people who are naturalized because they study about the country. They're so excited. And, of course, they know from whence they came, as we heard during the RNC, where you have these testimonials of citizens who became naturalized citizens talking about what it was, you know, what life was like in Cuba, what life was, you know, for them in Venezuela. And you can still sense the heartbreak for their home country. But now they've embraced, they've been adopted by America, become naturalized citizens, and you can also see the hope in their face because of the American promise. And this is what's so dangerous, that I just don't want to lose, for our kids and our grandkids, Phil.
Well, one of the most sobering moments came to me a week ago when we have a large group of Romanians, and some of which actually escaped prior to Ceausescu's, murder or
yes,
killing
right.
there. And they said, this is why we left Romania. And now it seems like it's coming with us.
Yes.
That was a pretty sobering moment.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about that. By the way, the naturalization oath ends with this: and I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God.
Wow. These are powerful words, simple words, but it's about an oath. It's about your own personal vision and participation in this country as a citizen, in the spirit of what John Kennedy asked, that we would not look to our government, but that we would look to our government to be a service to them, in terms of asking not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country, right?
Amen. And I really believe that the shaping of a nation is similar to the shaping of a preschooler. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
Most of the character traits, most of what you see in an adult have been shaped in childhood, which explains why we have, young adults acting out some of these things, because they probably weren't raised in a home that taught them these principles. But I also think a nation is shaped in its culture and its nature. And we're a harder nation to change than a lot of people think. And that's why I think there is a heart of patriotism that is in America that I think we're going to see come out. And I think we're going to be surprised at how quickly things are going to flip back to some solid values and go, I don't know what I want, but I don't want that lawless.
Exactly.
I think that's what's happening today.
I think the other thing, too, Phil, is that, the majority of Americans, believe it or not, are still God-fearing. They may not as God-fearing as we think that they should be or whatever, but I think the bottom line is they still are God-fearing. I'm not saying 100%, but I'm saying a majority of Americans are. And we're just waiting. I mean, the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos right now. And I believe there's going to be a breakthrough in such a dramatic way that people will not be walking, but they will come in a full sprint back toward God.
I love that, Bill. And I really do believe that God has a purpose for us that's like that. And that we are going to be a part of just a great unveiling of God in these last days that we're living in today.
Amen.
And it's exciting times to know the Lord, for sure.
Exactly. He's the founder, president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil, how can they be in touch with you?
The easiest way is just to go right to AmericanFaith.com and look there. We've got, you can connect with me there. There's some great tools, great information there. Messages, some editorials that we've written, and I think
it'll
be
tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the
the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In 1978, as a medical school student at Georgetown University, I joined the Army to help pay for my tuition and ended up devoting 29 years to the military, serving as a doctor and a surgeon in places like Afghanistan and Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. After much prayer and contemplation, I entered my religious order in 2002, working to serve the poor and the sick in Haiti, Sudan, Kenya, Iraq, and in Washington, D.C. Humility is at the foundation of our order, which makes it very difficult to talk about myself. But I can speak about my experience working for those fleeing war-torn and impoverished countries all around the world. Those refugees all share a common experience. They have been all marginalized, viewed as insignificant, powerless, and voiceless. And while we tend to think of the marginalized as living beyond our borders, the truth is the largest marginalized group in the world can be found here in the United States. They are the unborn. As Christians, we first met Jesus as a stirring embryo in the womb of an unwed mother and saw him born 9 months later in the poverty of the cave. It's no coincidence that Jesus stood up for what was just and was ultimately crucified because what he said wasn't politically correct or fashionable. As followers of Christ, we are called to stand up for life against the politically correct or fashionable of today. We must fight against a legislative agenda that supports and even celebrates destroying life in the womb. Keep in mind, the laws we create define how we see our humanity. And we must ask ourselves, what are we saying when we go into a womb and snuff out an innocent, powerless, voiceless life? As a physician, I can say without hesitation, life begins at conception. Donald Trump is the most pro-life president that this nation has ever had, defending life at all stages. His belief in the sanctity of life transcends politics. President Trump will stand up against Biden-Harris, who are the most anti-life presidential ticket ever. even supporting the horrors of late-term abortion and infanticide. Because of his courage and conviction, President Trump has earned the support of America's pro-life community. Moreover, he has a nationwide of religious standing behind
him. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, technology is advancing at a rapid pace, changing jobs and the skills required to do them faster than ever before. So it's no wonder that many employers are finding it difficult to fill positions with the right candidates within their companies. In response to this, University of Phoenix and WashU have joined forces on a new technology apprenticeship program to place community college graduates in entry-level apprenticeship jobs while setting them on a path to earn a Bachelor of Science in Information Technology from the university. Chris Coleman is going to be joining us. He's the president of WAS Enterprise, and we're going to be talking about the factors that lead to the widening technology skill gap and the importance of developing education pathways and closing the gap. He's also going to talk about how the apprenticeship model with the University of Phoenix can help prepare graduates to succeed through the technology sector. Joining us now is Chris Coleman with the University of Phoenix. Chris, let me ask, why is the technology skill gap widening, and what does this mean?
Well, sure. So first off, what it means, when we refer to the technology skill gap, we're really talking about the difference between demand and opportunities in technology careers and then the workforce that's available to fulfill those jobs. And so what we see is, quite frankly, there's just not enough people that have the essential skills that are needed to fulfill the roles that are required by the technology industry. And it's continuing to grow because of our continued reliance on technology. We see a lot of that with the COVID-19 pandemic and folks working from home and folks learning from home. And so as these trends and these shifts continue to happen, the need for these types of professionals is just going to continue to increase.
We're really learning a lot because of COVID-19, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It impacts everything.
We're talking with Chris Coleman, the president of WashU, an education technology startup that is empowering students with effective and affordable pathways to technology careers. During his tenure at WashU, Chris has delivered an award-winning online learning platform, launched 3 certificate-based training programs, and 7 nationally registered apprenticeship programs in tech. Before that, Chris was the director of software engineering for HealthTrio, where he led development of HealthTrio Connect, a SaaS healthcare platform serving more than 5 million members. Prior to that, he was vice president at MindPlay, an edtech company, where he led development of Virtual Reading Coach, a K-12 online learning platform for struggling readers. So, Chris, what's being done to bridge this technology skill gap?
Well, what we're doing here at WAS Enterprise is really trying to bring together a collaborative between educators, the private sector, the technology companies, as well as the U.S. Department of Labor. And so, we're bringing this group together. We've announced a nationally registered apprenticeship program, and this is going to help address that skills gap and introduce an alternative pathway for folks to become qualified and connected with employers for these types of positions. We're offering it through 7 different career tracks. These span everything from software development to cybersecurity, data science, software testing, and similar. And the other thing that's really great about this opportunity is as they're learning these skills and getting connected with employers, we're also ensuring that they're being awarded credit towards a Bachelor's of Science in Information Technology with the University of Phoenix. So it's a new model that is allowing folks to get the relevant on-the-job experience as they're doing their learning to really solidify their career in technology and IT.
Well, we're talking with Chris Coleman, president of WAS Enterprise, and we're talking about the factors that lead to the widening technology skill gap and the importance of developing education pathways in closing that gap. If you can unpack a little bit more in the last couple of minutes that we have together here, Chris, about the apprentice model with the University of Phoenix and how it's preparing students for this technology workforce.
Absolutely. So if you think about a traditional apprenticeship, it's really focused around mentorship of a new employee, right? And so what we're trying to accomplish here is just that. We want to put We need more folks in the IT field. We want to put them to work with employers that are thinking progressively about how to manage their workforce. And what's really unique about this is not only is it a 12-month on-the-job apprenticeship where you're continuing to learn skills as you demonstrate them and gain experience, but also we start with a 8-week pre-training. This is an online training that develops the essential day one skills that candidates need to make a contribution on day one. So we're not just joining this apprenticeship to learn those skills on the job, but we're kind of becoming pre-qualified for those roles prior to starting that work experience. And along the way, they're earning credits towards that bachelor degree with the University of Phoenix. So it ends up being a win-win for everybody. It's more affordable and reliable talent for the employer. It's an alternate career pathway for students and learners and displaced workers who are looking for new opportunities. And it's really a connection that allows the candidates to develop that on-the-job experience as they're developing.
Chris, what's the estimation in terms of, jobs in this particular category that are available? And what are we talking about in terms of potential income?
Yeah, so a couple of interesting kind of statistics here. The Bureau of Labor Statistics a couple of years ago released that there was over 500,000 available jobs in computing and in IT.
Mm-hmm.
Our national university system is producing around 60,000 computer science graduates a year. So that helps to illustrate the gap a bit. And, of course, the need and the demand for those roles continues to increase with what we're seeing with the COVID-19 pandemic for certain. In terms of the earning potential.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's exactly where I want you to go.
Yeah, in terms of the earning potential, we see folks, it's common for candidates in these roles to earn anywhere between $35,000 a year up to $75,000 a year as they're starting. It all depends on the company, their needs, the background of the candidate. But these are all really lucrative opportunities that put folks on a really great career progression towards really high earning and really stable positions.
That's excellent opportunity here. As we wrap things up, tell everybody, Chris, where they can go for more information.
Of course. Well, you can find us online at woz-u.com, woz-u.com/enterprise, and you'll see some more information regarding the apprenticeship, both for employers that are interested in participating as well as folks that are looking for an opportunity to break into IT.
Chris Coleman, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Regeneron. While life may feel different, monitoring your vision and attending eye care visits deemed necessary by your doctor remain essential. Blurry vision and worsening eyesight are just some symptoms that could be a sign of retinal diseases, like wet age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, or diabetic macular edema. Be proactive in your eye care and contact your eye doctor. Dr. Alan Ho, certified ophthalmologist and director of retina research at Wills Eye Hospital.
Eye care is essential, and it is critical to protect your vision. Retinal diseases can continue to progress with few symptoms and may lead to vision loss or even blindness. Retina specialists and eye care providers across the country are taking extra precautions to help keep you safe with sanitizing routines, face masks, social distancing, and reduced waiting room numbers. I encourage everyone to feel empowered to speak with their eye care team on how to safely manage eye health during this time.
Visit looktoyourfuture.com.
Package start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vidant.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vidant's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vidant as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vidant system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz joins us now. Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, I was thinking in anticipation of us coming together.
Yeah.
And part of my daily devotion is in the Old Testament, we're in the book of Job.
Uh-huh.
And where you get the, you know, here you have Job going, hey, what the heck's happening here? And he doesn't quite understand what's happened to him. And his well-meaning friends come along, and they all have a different idea and opinion
right.
as to what Job's problem is. And It's almost like this is where America is right now. We have all these opinions flying around, and of course we know how the book of Job ends. You know, God has to step in, and this is what many of us are in anticipation of right now, is that the voice of God will cut through the darkness and the chaos, and people realize that their opinion really doesn't count.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I think that's the challenge for all of us who are believers right now, is to pray fervently for our country, but to keep things in perspective too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jeremiah 29:11 talks about, you know, the plans that God has for us. It's an oft quoted verse, but mm-hmm. he was delivering that message to a people in exile and to a people who weren't going to get out of exile for 30 years, but the message was, you know, the message of shalom, seek the peace right. of the place where I have put you. And I think all of us as Christians, no matter what our political persuasions, I think that we can ask ourselves the question, what does it look like for me to seek the good of where I am right now?
And exactly.
It may be as simple as cultivating a relationship with a neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, this doesn't have to be rocket science. And it doesn't necessarily have to solve the huge problems that our country faces. But I think that as we are people of decency and kindness and faith and perseverance, that God can work in and through those things, and that we can trust him to accomplish his purpose for America. And I don't know what's going to happen. I'm heartbroken, as you probably are, and many of us are, as we look around and we see the rage and the fragmentation and the violence. But he has called us to be people of faith and hope and love. And to do that, to be aggressive in that. You know, if we're going to be aggressive, let's be aggressive in loving people. And I know that may sound Pollyanna, but man, that's what Jesus called us to. And that's how I want to try to step into this mess that we're in.
Well, if you've had any faith walk whatsoever, you realize that there's peaks and valleys.
Absolutely.
That, you know, so you're going to have those times, and particularly in the valleys, that's when the character is really developed and you see God. Because when you get down in the valley, when you think all is lost and you see God, that is that experience. That is that, faith assurance that happens that goes, wow. You know, even there, just like you said, when the children of Israel were in exile, they could still find God's peace if they were looking for it. But if they chose not to look for it, you're not going to find it.
Right.
And right now, look at the country is in upheaval. But I believe that ultimately it will be for God's good, because what we will learn from this, and that is that because there still is, as I was speaking with Pastor Phil Hodgson-Piller earlier, is I believe there's a majority of this country that still believes in God. Even though God is under attack right now, there's no doubt that there is this Marxist communist force that wants to have us exchange the truth for a lie. And they want us to adore some false god, that is, but that's happened from day and month. There's nothing new here.
No, there's nothing new here.
So,
absolutely.
So, but again, we're reminded of how important it is, in terms of our focus. What is our focus? Are we going to focus on God? Are we going to focus on, Joe Biden, the politics of the day?
Right.
I mean, look, there is a higher calling yet in the midst. Now, all this stuff is a distraction. It's a distraction from the real thing that we need to discern. But you can't do it when you're in upheaval and you're burning buildings down and you're trying to hit people with skateboards and that. You're not going to find it.
Right. No, I agree with you completely. And I think, I think we talked about this last week. The other thing is, yeah, we need to know what the news is. It's important. You know what? Get on, check your news site, check a couple, and put it away. You know, honestly, I think if I can use my bully pulpit here for just a second, most of us, myself included, need to spend less time fixated on the news and more time in God's Word. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's what gives us the perspective that enables us to see things clearly. I mean, I think about Paul talking about don't be conformed to the thinking of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, I can't be transformed if I'm not looking at transformative truth. You know?
Exactly. Well, and that's why Karl Barth said that he believed that pastors should come, to the pulpit with their sermons with the Bible in one hand, the newspaper in the other.
Yeah.
And I think that's cautionary. And to your point is that, and there's nothing wrong. You need to be aware of what's happening in your world. I mean, after all, we are called to affect the culture,
absolutely,
not the other way around, right?
Right.
So, but you don't need to spend an inordinate amount of time with these mobile devices or whatever, because then if you're not looking at it from a biblical worldview and saying, okay, God, what am I seeing here? How am I supposed to take what you've taught me to be a positive catalyst against, the wrong that I'm seeing here? What can I do? But if you're not asking that follow-up question and you're just bathing yourself in all the negativity and the different points of view delivered by these talking heads, well then, now what you've done is you've adapted to the culture and you are not influencing the culture the way you should be, right? Does that make sense?
No, that's totally right. And I think the other component is social media. Social media is, 10,000 miles wide and an inch deep, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can go as far in any direction as you want to go, but most of the time, you're not getting depth there. You're just getting gasoline poured on the fire of emotion. And, man, there's plenty to be angry about. I mean, there's no doubt there are things that make me, just kind of incensed when I look at the news. But, again, to come back to Scripture, I think it was Peter that said, man's anger does not accomplish God's righteous purpose. And again, it doesn't mean that there can't be good anger, but, I need to to pay attention to whether it is fruitful indignation in a righteous sense or something else. Because it's just, it's easy to be angry, right?
Right. And what does it mean, Adam, to pursue peace?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think that it means to pursue God and to pursue relationships. And I also think that most of us, when we actually have an opportunity to talk to somebody who has a different point of view, there's an opportunity to see, oh, you know, these are still human beings. That's the other thing that the media does, is it just separates us into tribes. And it makes it so easy to dehumanize people who think differently than us.
Right.
And we don't want to do that.
No, exactly. I think that ultimately we all want wholeness.
Yeah.
And that's what peace sets you up in order.
Absolutely.
For wholeness. That sets you up for holiness, which means there's nothing lacking.
Right.
And that's what happens, is some of us are damaged and we go around with a hole in our heart and we're looking, okay, what do we fill it with? And we try all kinds of things, but, you know, like those little cubes when we were little kids, that there's certain cubes that go into the right form.
Right.
And that's what we're looking for, right? Is that right,
exactly,
missing
right.
piece. Yeah.
Yep.
For what it's worth. All right, let's talk movies here. We've got some fun stuff. To look at, you had Bill and Ted Facing the Music. They're back.
Bill and Ted was a wonderful surprise.
Mm-hmm.
A handful of profanities and one kind of weird wedding scene, but I was kind of taken aback at the innocent sort of silliness in the best way that we could use that phrase. Basically, they have to write a song that unites everybody, and it maybe has a slightly elevated view of the ability of music to be a uniting factor, but this is a movie that you know, so many movies just go down the raunch trail, and they didn't. It was great. I really enjoyed it. And there's a bunch of other stuff either streaming or in theaters. The other movie I want to point out is The Personal History of David Copperfield,
yes,
which is in theaters. And obviously, David Copperfield is one of Dickens' most beloved books, about a guy, speaking of ups and downs. You know, here's somebody who goes from the heights to the depths to everywhere in between. And this most recent version, David Copperfield is played by Dev Patel, who many people will remember best as the lead character in Slumdog Millionaire. And it's delightful. I mean, if you love this story, this is a terrific, terrific movie take on it. And then we've got reviews up for a bunch of other stuff that came out last week. The One and Only Ivan is streaming on Disney Plus, a terrific children's movie. All Together Now, I believe, is on Netflix. Let me double check that. And it is a movie about perseverance and about a mom and daughter who are homeless. And it's got a little bit of content, but another one that I thought was a pretty positive offering. So, as always, we're trying to capture everything and plugged in and give you what you need to know to make a good decision about those things. And we also have a podcast called The Plugged In Show.
Yes.
And last week we talked about Hamilton, which is sort of enjoying a cultural resurgence too.
Exactly. So, Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman. What a tragedy.
Yes.
I mean, most people didn't even know he
was young. No, yeah. Exactly. And this was really a surprise for many of us.
Yes.
Appreciated his talent and his gift. Dead of cancer at the age of 43.
43. Man.
Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you, Adam.
You can come to PluggedIn.com and get everything you need to be in the flow of the know, as you say, Bill.
You got it.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com. Looking